Get ready to bowl, party, and play at Bowlero. Four great locations throughout Chicagoland. Head to Bowlero for bowling, arcade games, laser tag, and other awesome amusements. Check out their inventive menu of outrageous eats and try their massive 5-pound behemoth burger. No matter what the occasion, Bowlero's party pros can help you plan the perfect celebration, from birthdays to kids' parties to corporate events and more. Bowlero. Locations in Naperville, Romeoville, Algonquin, and Buffalo Grove. Find out more at Bowlero.com.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin' because two is better than one. Two is bigger, two is more, and two doesn't mess around. That's two times the Cherrywood smoked bacon and flaky buttery croissants. And they're always made to order. Give one to a friend or grab two just for you. Two classic bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches on a croissant for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions may apply. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
OOD to donate today.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Coach Collins and the Cats are back at Allstate Arena this Friday when they tip off Big Ten play against the Illinois Fighting Illini at 8 p.m. To purchase tickets, please visit NUSports.com.
Fox said it after the game. The game wasn't competitive. It was a landslide. It was it looked like big brother on little brother. And, that's just not Chicago football.
That's Bears defensive lineman Akeem Hicks with Mully and Hanley. You can hear the entire interview on 670thescore.com. Despite what he said about yesterday's loss to Philadelphia, it's not Chicago football. Look very familiar. Bears just 12-30 over the last three seasons under John Fox. And the Bears head coach will address the media in about half an hour. NFL Week 12 wraps up tonight in Houston with the Ravens and Texans. You can hear that one this evening at 6:45 here on 670 The Score. Hockey tonight at the United Center, Blackhawks hosting the Ducks. And the Bulls practice today, among those on the floor, Nico Mirotic and Zach LaVine. Order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back on the road. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition on The Score is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Build Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores.
Start trolling a little bit.
Thank you, Kevin Zipak and Joe Ostrowski. Had updates before that. Thanks to our guest today, Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports.
He was great.
Yeah.
He's great at his
job. Yeah, he was great. And that story is so complicated. Yep. It's so uncomfortable.
Yep.
I want to talk about it with you here in a minute.
Big Cat Williams was good, as always, on the show, talking about Bears things and eating too much at Thanksgiving, which we suspect looks a little different than the way Danny eats too much at Thanksgiving.
Probably.
Big Cat ate a full plate the size of you and then another one. Thank you to Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, the fine producers of this show, and the hosts of the I'm Fat podcast, which is actually a thing.
Is it? I'm so confused about this.
Yes.
Really? It's
welcome
now,
to our world.
It now exists.
Episode one debuted before Thanksgiving.
But so the hashtag said I'm a fat.
That's how you identify.
I'm a fat?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a fat.
I am a fat.
It's the I'm Fat podcast hosted by two fats, Rick and Jay.
We want to keep the characters down to a minimum, so if you have any fat hacks or questions for Ask a Fat or nominations for the Onion Ring of Honor, you send them over to us.
I love the term a fat.
Yes.
It's not a fat person.
No.
It's an identifier. It really opens it up. Fat.
And it's gender neutral, which
right.
is nice.
Yeah.
You know, and gender fluid.
Like he's a guy or he's a Jew.
Right.
He's a fat. It's an adjective and an identifier.
Are they going to have fat guests? Or do they have to be fat?
No, not necessarily.
Maybe aspiring?
Fat tendencies?
Questioning?
Maybe, yeah, fat-like tendencies are allowed.
Food tasting?
I can't tell you how many, fake radio shows I've been a part of in my life, or fake enterprises. Like, there's a whole Tributosaurus radio station that we've got mapped out and programmed that has never seen the light of day. This one took off, though. This is an actual thing now. It's very exciting.
We'll see how many they do.
We'll see if laziness sets in.
And when the sponsors come rolling in, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's going to
take off. How could laziness set in?
Of all the bad ideas that have originated during that four-hour period,
yeah,
this is the one that finally comes to fruition.
Yeah. I'm so proud.
That doesn't mean lazy. Necessarily?
Sorry. Probably.
You have some highly motivated, energetic fats.
Yes. Of course.
Name two.
I know it's no way to
Fats
go through
Domino.
Life. No way to go through life, sir.
Antoine Fats Domino.
Thank you to Ray Diaz, who does fine work, and Brian Gersh, who does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, three technique, three guests, three kick hits, quick hits from around the world of sports, and Michael Lombardi from The Ringer. Lombardi will join us tomorrow.
He's a big fan of Greg Schiano, so we'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, he said Greg Schiano could be the next Belichick if somebody gave him a chance.
Only in the fact that he's an a-hole.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what it
and defensive mind.
Right, what it comes down to is Schiano. First of all, no one's ever liked him, ever.
Right.
He's even after, was it, I forget which, maybe it was after Tampa, but he had to sort of come to this reckoning. It's like, yeah, I have to stop treating people like crap. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he did. And the Rutgers thing is sort of a rehabilitation for him. But this whole thing yesterday.
Well, Rutgers was first, right?
Okay, Rutgers was first.
The Ohio State thing. Urban Meyer extended him the olive branch as a friend and got him on to a no-lose job, right? Yeah, the defensive coordinator at Ohio State with Urban Meyer.
Here's what happened. This was a completely convenient, self-aggrandizing way of people who didn't want Greg Schiano to be their football coach for football reasons to go through any number of things they could until something stuck. And Penn State stuck. If they started with the Josh Freeman thing, remember in 2013, he leaked information about Josh Freeman being in the NFL drug program, and that didn't stick. And then they moved on to the next thing, and it's weird for me because I believe
that's politics today.
Sure,
politics work.
I believe that everybody on that campus thought that something was weird with Jerry Sandusky. At the very minimum, everybody knew since 1969, since the creation of the Second Mile Victim Farm, everybody knew it was weird. At the least,
sure.
And within a coaching staff, it really stretches the imagination to think that there weren't conversations taking place.
So everybody knew. So I wouldn't feel badly personally if Greg Schiano never worked a day again, whether you call it fair, unfair, if anybody on that staff, anybody involved, I don't care.
How about this? Burnsy, if you were the head, if you were an AD, would you ever hire anybody who coached on that staff under Paterno to build your culture and be the king of your culture?
No more than I would hire somebody who worked under Art Briles.
I could not do it. So I understand the disgusting way that Clay Travis took this thing yesterday and why it happened.
But it's separate, very little separate, fact.
Separate issue.
Separate issue.
It's disingenuous.
Wrong.